It is Thursday, September 6, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callum.
And I'm Christina Thomas. The Slaughter Pin Jam Music Festival will be held Friday, September 7th through the 9th in downtown Bentonville. Educational programs, live performances from nationally known and local bluegrass artists, the Bluegrass Bike Ride, jam sessions, and more will be offered. DowntownBentonville.org or call 254-0254 for more information.
KUAF is supported by the Peel Compton Foundation, supporting the Peel Mansion and Historic Gardens in Bentonville. Mansion tours are hourly from 10 until 3, Tuesday through Saturday. The business office, now located at the Compton Conference Center at 312 North Main. Additional information available at peelcompton.org.
Ahead on Ozarks, medicinal marijuana is on the ballot in Arkansas this fall. What passage of the measure might mean for the state? Plus, Robert Lawrence talks about his first novel, Departure Lounge, that is set partly in Madison County.
But first, Tuesday was Census Day for colleges across the state, and unofficial enrollment numbers are in for Northwest Arkansas Community College. This fall, just over 8,400 students are enrolled there, a decrease of 2 2/3% from last year's unofficial enrollment total of about 8,600 students. Consequently, the number of credit hours being taken this year also down. The unofficial count of student semester credit hours is just under 78,000. That's down nearly 2.9% from the hours taken a year ago. According to a release issued by the college, administrators say that the drop in student semester credit hours has an impact on budgeted revenues for the 2012-2013 fiscal year. More than 50% of the college's revenue is reportedly generated through tuition and fees.
As we reported earlier this week, the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith will receive federal grant money for its Upward Bound math and science programs. Yesterday, U.S. Senators Mark Pryor and John Bozeman, as well as U.S. Representatives Rick Crawford and Steve Womack, announced that three other universities in Arkansas will receive awards for their Upward Bound programs. Of those three, the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville and Arkansas Tech University in Russellville each will receive $250,000.
Work continues at the Sebastian County Juvenile Detention Center. County Judge David Hudson says that the county is renovating a building across from the detention center to add more classroom space for use by the center.
Hopefully we're going to be able to get that project done this year so we can have separate classrooms for family in need of services, males and females, and delinquent males and females, as well as separate classrooms for 18 to 21 years individuals that are held in juvenile detention. They all have to be separated in order to meet state standards, and so that project's ongoing.
Hudson says that while subcontractors are doing the actual work on the facility, the county is acting as the main contractor for the project.
A drop in sales tax collections is being blamed for state revenues coming in below expectations and below last year's figures. The Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration said yesterday that net available revenues in August totaled just over $369 million. State economist John Shelnut says that that's about $4.5 million below last year and $3 million below forecast.
It's a surprise in the sense that sales tax is down 2 months in a row, but you can see year to date it has not impacted the forecast that much. So it's a concern going forward. We'll see what the sales look like next month, which includes the back-to-school sales tax holiday that's occurred in August but reported in September.
Overall for the fiscal year, Shelnut says Arkansas is still above forecast by $12 million.
With rains from the remnants of Hurricane Isaac that moved through the state last week, drought conditions abated for much of Arkansas. According to data released this morning by the National Drought Mitigation Center, only 12.4% of the state remains under exceptional drought conditions, the most extreme drought classification by the center. That figure is down from 45.5% last week. Areas still under exceptional drought are isolated to the northwest and north-central portions of the state. Portions of Arkansas under extreme and severe drought conditions, the next two steps below exceptional drought, decreased by nearly 20%. The center says that most of the short-term drought indicators have improved, but some long-term issues from the drought still linger.
Forecast calls for partly cloudy skies tonight with a possibility of a thunderstorm. Lows in the low to mid-70s. 30% chance for rain in northwest Arkansas, 20% chance for rain in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy with a chance for thunderstorms. Highs in the low to mid-90s. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with a 60% chance for rain with lows in the low 60s.
We'll be right back.